Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we've been taking your texts and tweets all weekend with your nominations for the Brian Lehrer Show Word of the Year. As we talked about last week, the Word of the Year chosen for 2011 by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is pragmatic because it was looked up in the online dictionary many more times than in recent years, for example, when Congress had to vote to increase the nation's debt ceiling, or when the deficit-cutting measures were discussed this fall. Maybe with the standoff between the House and the Senate right now, people are looking up pragmatic again. So with us to go through some of your ideas are wordsmiths Peter Sokolowski, who is lexicographer for the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which picked pragmatic. Hi, Peter. Welcome to WNYC Today.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And we're also joined by Steve Kleinedler, supervising editor of the American Heritage Dictionary. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
And listeners, what should be the word of the year? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Peter from Merriam-Webster, why such a practical word as pragmatic? One could argue it's boring.
Sure. I mean, there's something kind of utilitarian about the choice. But the fact is, it's less a choice than a report. There's something very quantitative about it. We get well over 100 million page views a month on that website. So people are looking up lots of words, and it becomes a great measure of what people are thinking about. And in this case, the word pragmatic did have those two spikes that were tied to political events. The Congress in the midsummer discussing the debt ceiling, and then later the failure of the super committee. So we saw this word, which is looked up a lot anyway. This is one of those sort of vocabulary words that people look up. We see the words ubiquitous and paradigm and conundrum and affect and effect and love. They're all in the top 20 every single day. Pragmatic was always high, but it had these spikes that indicated that it really was tied to some news stories as well.
Well, there is, as you might guess, a clear leader among the words that our listeners submitted for Word of the Year. And this is, of course, a different criterion. In fact, this is not just what words people looked up in the dictionary the most. This is the word that people would want to anoint as the Word of the Year. Stephen on the Upper West Side gets to articulate it for the crowd. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Brian. To my mind, the Word of the Year must be occupy.
So, Steve Kleinedler, thank you, Stephen. It's obvious why people would say occupy as the word of the year. Did people also look up that word in the American Heritage Dictionary very much?
One thing I'd like to point out, both the words occupy, pragmatic, I think point to a lot of times people get caught up in the latest slang or, you know, why would people actually need a dictionary, as we continue to put out new editions. And I think this is really good evidence of the fact that people are using dictionaries to look up everyday words. They're not just, old artifacts or a way to talk about that which is completely new. So yes, both pragmatic and occupy do see a lot of use, and I think occupy is going to be a strong contender for the American Dialect Society's Word of the Year vote, which will be held in Portland, Oregon in early January.
Peter, what else were people looking up this year?
Well, I think Steve's point is an excellent one. People do use the dictionary, they still do, to look up regular words. And a word that I would tie to occupy is a word that we saw skyrocket in lookups right after the Occupy movement began, and that's the word capitalism. So you see, even a word like that we hear every day in the news, people go back to the dictionary to maybe check the definition and see how it's used. But we see that the word occupy itself didn't spike, but the word capitalism corresponds exactly with the Occupy movement.
And of course,
we saw the word.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The word ambivalence was our number two lookup for the year. Right. And that's an interesting thing, too, because ambivalence, if you were to sort of buy stock in a word, ambivalence had a 200% jump in the last 6 months. And we can tie that a little bit to the Republican primaries, but it's really hard to know exactly why that word in particular was chosen.
And in a political environment where there seems to be an absence of ambivalence, at least on the part of the politicians trying to make decisions about things. And Steve, it is one of the things about the online era. You know, you never knew what words people were looking up in the print edition dictionaries in their homes, but you can actually see at whatever online dictionary which words people are looking up a lot, right?
And what's also interesting is the because both they and we have the ability to suggest new words, the types of words that people are suggesting that we add, in many cases we actually already have them, but we're seeing a lot of political terminology being suggested. I don't know if that's the case with you as well, Peter.
Sure. I mean, there are terms, and they're not none of jumping right to mind. We added blue state and red state, for example, in this current edition. So you do see that the terminology does change over time, and that's why dictionaries are sort of records of a living language.
Some of the other ones that came in over the weekend with all the texts and tweets we've been taking, Tebow as a verb, sequestration, Eurozone, Tiger Mom, austerity, discontent, contagion. Contagion had to do, I don't know, maybe with the Soderbergh film, but maybe with the economic spread in Europe or the political spread in the Arab world. Victor and Queen, do you have a word of the year?
Yes, consequences.
For the lack thereof?
I'm sorry?
For the lack thereof?
Well, but there is no lack. Each of the major issues that have occurred, the Arab Spring, the consequences of Mubarak's reign, Occupy Wall Street, the consequences of the unequal distribution of wealth in society.
Thank you very much. Tom in Manhattan, your word of the year?
Hi, my word is sweet. And it seems like a lot of people have been offering words that have a political meaning or a certain significance. To me, a word of the year is a word that's become incredibly popular from 0 to 60, as it were. It doesn't need to be looked up because everybody knows what it means.
Right. And Steve, I don't know if you can measure this in any way, but I think this is the year when people really did firmly settle on tweet as the verb, because there was some, you know, hedging there. There was some, what am I going to say? I'm going to say send a Twitter message, or people sometimes said I Twittered. This year, I think people in the mainstream media at least got very comfortable with using the word tweet.
That is correct, and both the noun and the verb are senses that we recently added to our new fifth edition as well. So there's definitely the evidence for that.
Susan in Brooklyn, you have a word of the year?
Yeah, gridlock. And it's not just in America, but the same thing seems to be going on in North Korea. It's going to be the same kind of thing. There's no change, but certainly the American Congress gets the gridlock award of the year.
Thank you very much.
It's not the decade.
Or the century. Well, the century's young. It is the decade. Listeners, we're going to take our last few minutes here. We only have 3 minutes for this. How about words that you looked up this year? Let's clear the board of calls and all the open lines just for the last 2.5 minutes of the program, because that's how Merriam-Webster picked their word of the year, the surge in people looking up pragmatic. What word did you look up this year? 212-433-WNYC. How about a word that you really learned something about just by looking it up in the dictionary? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you have a word that you looked up this year, 212-433-9692.
Brian,
go ahead.
I was going to say the word that people are looking up today is mercurial, which is the fourth time this year we've seen it spike. It's been used in all the obituaries for Kim Jong-il, but it was used in stories about Keith Olbermann, about Gaddafi, and about Steve Jobs. So it's a word that it spikes every time it's used in the press in this general way to discuss a famous event or passing.
Uh-huh. So you can tell day by day which words are spiking. What
Absolutely.
What other words had a number of day-by-day spikes?
Multiple spikes. We saw Gaddafi was kind of a colorful figure, needless to say, and he had the word was martyr. that he used to describe himself, and he was obviously presaging his own end at the
And people looked up martyr.
Absolutely. That was a word that was looked up quite a lot. Right. And the word zany last week, for example.
I guess so. Let's do the 60-second drill here on people on words that people looked up. Ben in Manhattan, what did you look up this year?
I looked up the word Luddite.
Did you discover that you were one?
My lawyer was telling me he was one when he didn't respond properly via BlackBerry or via email.
Thank you very much. Maria in Manhattan, what did you look up this year?
Rentier.
R-E-N-T-I-E-R. What does it mean?
Right. It's when the capitalist privilege class gets more than its share.
Andrew in Manhattan, what did you look up this year?
Mem.
M-E-M-E, meme?
Yes, mem. I don't understand what that word actually means.
Uh-huh. All right. Steve, help him out. Can you do it?
Yes, I can. It is a newer term. Well, I mean, it newly entered, although the concept has been around for a while. A meme is a unit of cultural information, such as a practice or an idea, that is transmitted verbally or by repeated action from one mind to another.
And so the pronunciation, because we had a guest earlier in the program who also said mem. Isn't it meme?
I believe that it's meme. If you listen to transcripts from various radio programs.
Yes, and we have to leave it there with Peter Sokolowski from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, Steve Kleinedler from the American Heritage Dictionary. Thanks a lot. Happy New Word Year. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.